like to call them quarters.
We play four quarters every day. Hope you can spend some of the four quarters with us every single day. Love hearing from you on the text line. We're going to get into the big Nuggets win. So how you feeling about it, Nuggets Nation? Jamal, another game-winning shot. This time sends the Lakers home for good, and now they'll take on Minnesota. So you can tell us how you feel about the team as they now get ready for round number two, starting on Saturday night. 303-713-1043. That is the RamosLaw.com text line, and you can join us right there. I want to hear this one from Jamal, because I think this is probably pretty common with younger-type players in the NBA. You probably looked up to LeBron James for a long, long time in your career, and then you get to compete against him. You get to dunk on his head, flex on him, and mean mug to him after you do it. Jamal talked about that growing up watching LeBron and then competing against him.
He got me a jersey for my birthday or whatever. I forget. And I was trying to remember a time to where I could wear it. And I remember wearing the jersey while he was playing against Orlando, and he hit that shot with 1 second left. And I just remember talking to my dad, like, I'm a little kid, so I don't know much. And I'm just like, there's no way you're going to win. There's no way you're going to win. And I just remember him catching and hitting it. And I just remember being out of breath. Like, I just got punched in the gut. Like, I didn't know how to react. He's been one of my favorite players from time. And just a pleasure to go against him, man.
That's cool, man. That is very cool, Stoke, of like, hey, you get to watch a guy your whole life. That's weird to me that he was a little kid watching it. I watched that game in Las Vegas with some of my degenerate friends.
Huh.
And you can imagine what we were doing. But that's just such a surreal moment, right? Of like, we talked about it earlier, the dunk, the look, the flex, the shoulder roll, all the things of, I mean, that's a kid from Canada. That's the Maple Mamba right there.
That's good.
That's the Maple Mamba getting to play a guy that he idolized as a little boy.
Yeah, no, really cool. And, you know, in the playoffs, competing against someone like that, that's what it's all about. And, you know, and then the last 2 years, being able to eliminate the Lakers and LeBron and him being such a big part of it. Obviously, the two game winners in game two and game five. It doesn't get much better than that. I think it's, adds a little bit extra to it. Certainly when it's a guy that you watched growing up.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a moment in the NFL where you're like, holy cow, I'm across from this guy? I know it wasn't Jason Sehorn because that.
No, I think he was saying that about me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, as I ran by him.
It's the fastest kid alive.
Goodness gracious, that white boy can run. I remember like playing against the Cowboys, and it was like Troy Aikman and I think Emmett just on the other sideline, and that was really cool. So it's I just try to just go play and just keep my job and not really worry about much else.
I guess
not get hurt.
I don't know. Did you have that moment in media where you're like, is that Zach Bye? You know, that kind of thing?
No, that never happened. Just never quite happened that way for some reason. I heard Zach had fun last night. Same like,
he always
right?
has fun, dude.
Someone said they saw him, like, at the game. He was at the game. You were at the game. He was at the game. Great environment,
we
right?
hung out a bit,
you know how, like, those social media influencers, mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm. they call them?
Influencers.
Yeah. Like, on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
They have, like, this ring thing set up, right, where they got the light, uh-huh, you know, so you can get a good picture of yourself and a good video. That, and I know this is probably not true, but like someone said that Zach had one of those.
I can confirm.
He confirmed, yes?
That it was true.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
What does he walk? Does he have an assistant now that like carries it? Like,
I didn't see the assistant.
Okay.
But, so I do walk out, right, after the game. And
Phil wasn't around carrying it for him? Like, here's Zach, like, no?
I didn't see Phil, but he could have been there, you know?
Sorry, Phil, sorry. Sometimes you just take a stray.
Everything's...
It's mainly on Zach, but sometimes, like, you know, you're just part
Everybody
of it.
Everybody can get it sometimes.
Right, yeah, right? Yeah, that's right.
So I'm walking out. I go to the press conference, listen to Malone, I'm talking with the other media idiots that are around.
So this is after the game?
After the game.
Okay.
And then I walk out to the court, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to do a video too.
Right.
Know? And I see Zach. I'm like, oh, we'll do a video together.
Yeah. Do a video for the station.
We're buddies.
Like, right.
For the station. Everything will be great.
We're workmates.
Right. So then I was like, Zach, you want to do a video together? And he's like, nah. He gave me this slow talk. He's like, nah, nah.
Wait.
This is me, you know? This is
wait.
Me.
No way.
Yeah.
This is my time to shine type of thing.
Which, like, which I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll do a video myself.
Yes, but did he also say, someone told me that he also said, dude, did you see last year I was on CNN three times during the run? Dude, this isn't about me. This is about me.
Yeah.
Like, so, wow, I can't believe he
I actually think I heard him mumble under his breath, like, I think I'm going to do a video of this long-haired idiot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said that under his breath.
I also heard that.
Okay.
And so he did, confirmed. Mm-hmm. I'll confirm that for you. That's pretty wild right there.
And so then I'm like, okay, I'll go do my video. And I have like a little holder, you know, you put your phone in like, so you're not selfie holding.
Right.
And it's not as shaky, but, you know, I just did that. And like I said, my forehead looked huge because I have a huge forehead and people are making fun of me on Twitter. But then Zach's like, dude, you got to use this ring light thing.
Oh, he wants you to use it.
He's like recruiting me.
Oh.
And I was like,
it's like a cult.
It's cool. I think it's really cool. He's like, I got it here. Here's the price, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, are you a salesperson for this company?
Do you own stock?
But then I'm like, you know, driving home, looking at his video, that ring light popping in his eye, you know, the pupil right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that looks...
It looks better.
That does look better than
but
mine.
But you know, like, what is he... Is he put in his backpack? Is he carrying it around?
He had a full-on carrying case. Like a briefcase, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness great. You can't tell him nothing
anymore. Nah, you can't.
Wow. That's unbelievable. I mean...
He actually, like I said, when I went up to, like, ask him the video, he was like, nah. And he gave me, like, the, you know, the throat slash thing. Like, almost get out of my space. That was the energy I got.
Yeah, I mean, like, were you upset about that? I mean, do you have some beef with him now? Like, I don't even understand. Yeah, let's do one together. We can do it together. Like, why would you not want to have, you know, like your teammates right now? Why would you not want to do it together for the station? Like, hey, what'd you think, Josh? Mm-hmm. Zach, what'd you? It's all about him.
Yeah,
there's no team anymore for him.
I probably would have been upset if you didn't tell me all the stuff about him. So, like, I kind of knew, you know.
You kind of knew what you're getting into. Probably, he's probably not going to say yes, but I want to ask anyway.
I was trying to be a team player.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's the way you are.
That's right.
You're a good teammate.
I am. So
wow.
Yeah, Zach.
It was all about him.
It was all about Zach.
It's his time to shine. Playoff basketball, like, he's...
Yeah.
He's all over the place. This is his time.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be seeing him on CNN here.
I hope so. I hope so.
So he didn't make time for the little guys, Josh, you and myself.
And then afterwards, I was like, hey, you want to walk out together? And he's like, I got to email this to somebody at CNN. And
I got my car picking me up. Right. I got a car picking me up. It's going to be here in 20 minutes.
Phil's got a private car company coming to pick me up. Hermes is going to get us. They got my name on a sign. You know how it goes. It's all the good stuff.
Got to love it.
It's good to be Zach, man.
It's great to be
Zach. It's good to be Zach Bye. That is for sure. All right, let's have a conversation with Will Peterson. He's been down at Ball Arena watching the Avs take care of business against the Jets. Do they do that tonight? It's on the road, but they can punch their ticket to round two. How does it get done? Let's have that conversation with Will next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, let's hit the hotline and talk to our buddy Will Peterson, who is on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline ahead of Game 5 in Winnipeg tonight. Jets and Avs, with the Avs with the opportunity to close out and punch their ticket to round number 2. Will, appreciate you being with us. How are you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm hoping we get a second gentleman sweep in 2 nights and we get both these teams in round 2 together for first time in a long time.
Will, I asked Stoke this. We've kicked it around, and I think it's the biggest conversation around these Avalanche. It's the goaltending, obviously. And are you a full believer, a half believer? What kind of trust has Alexander Georgiev earned back with you in these last 3 games?
Yeah, I wrote a pretty scathing column at DenverSports.com last week saying they should bench him and he shouldn't play for the Avs again. And guess what? Sometimes we're wrong, and I was wrong, and I'm eating a big old plate of crow right now. I haven't digested the whole thing yet because we're still in round 1. Sure. But if Georgie goes on a big run and ultimately helps lead them to a Stanley Cup, then, yeah, I'll have to eat that whole thing of crow, and I'll be happy to because I'm happy for Georgiev. I mean, to only give up 5 total goals in the last 3 games after giving up 7 in game 1, I don't think any of us saw that coming. Even if you were a supporter of Georgiev, I think it was more blind optimism than actually thinking he had this in him he's been the story of the series, along, of course, with the depth scoring and the big flurries they've had. Goals on Friday night, they had 3 goals in 6 minutes, and then on Sunday afternoon, they had 3 goals in 8 minutes. I mean, they just come at you in waves. It reminds me a lot of the 2022 Cup team. So, yeah, I'm always willing to say when I was wrong, guys. I was wrong about Georgiev for now, but I don't think he's totally cured yet. I think anyone who just assumes he's going to play this great the rest of the playoffs is being a little bit of a homer. He still needs to show it game in and game out, really go on a stretch here of giving up 1, 2, maybe even 3 goals a game.
Will Peterson, Jonas. Will, Nuggets closed it out last night. Nice way to close it out. Jamal Murray, you know, he's the one we've been talking about. We need Jamal to return to playoff Jamal, and he did in a big way last night, hit another game winner. Just your thoughts overall on that game and Jamal Murray.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Stoke, I was doing Denver Sports Tonight last night with James until 7 o'clock, and we got off the air. We didn't even know if Jamal was going to play. I mean, it really came down to the wire if he was going to be on the basketball court last night, and for him to go out there and do what he did, hit a second game winner in 5 games, just break the Lakers' heart, and play his best game of the series, really, on one leg. I mean, it was a gutsy, gutsy effort. If they go back-to-back, you better believe we'll remember Game 5, Jamal toughing it out against the Lakers, and now I'm really excited that they have off until Saturday. I guarantee you they're doing absolutely nothing today, as they should. Imagine if they were at a hotel in L.A., getting ready to go shoot around and then have to play a game tomorrow night. I mean, it was just so, so critical they closed them out in Game 5 last night. And Jamal Murray, along with Michael Porter Jr. and Nikola Jokic, were the biggest reasons why.
Talking to Will Peterson. He's with us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Will, almost, I guess, kind of the same lining of question that I asked you about Alexander Georgiev with, like, benefit of the doubt, how much trust they've earned. I'll ask you that same question with Michael Porter Jr. on the other side. Has he created expectations for himself? Is it fair to expect MPJ of round one to continue to be MPJ into round two, three, and then hopefully through the final?
Yeah, I think so, Josh. I mean, listen, they won the finals last year without him playing well at all against Miami. I promise you this, that is not going to happen this year. They are not winning a second Larry O'Brien unless Michael Porter Jr. performs like he did in that Lakers series. They are going to need him. The West is simply just tougher this year than it was last year, and ultimately it looks like Boston will be waiting for you in the NBA Finals. With all due respect to the Heat, they were an 8 seed last year. The Celtics look like they have potential to be a really, really good team. We just have to hope they choke like the Celtics always do, but if we get there, and I know it's a big if, that series will start in Boston. So, yes, you cannot just have Michael Porter Jr. coast like he did last year. You are going to need him in a big, big way. The pressure's on. But also, guys, we have to remember 2 weeks ago was one of the worst weeks of his life. He had one brother get banned from the NBA permanently, and he had another brother go to jail for 6 years. I'm not excusing the decisions his two brothers made. They both made very bad decisions. But we can also be human about it and know how much that probably affected Michael personally. And for him to rise up the way he did in the Lakers series and then a ridiculous, efficient 8 of 12 last night. Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. was special, and I'm happy for him, especially considering everything going on in his life.
Yeah, no, that was big time. Big time series from MPJ. And you're right, Will. I mean, they're going to need that Michael Porter Jr. the rest of the playoffs if they're going to win it again. Broncos draft class. Got us a quarterback, Bo Nix. How do you feel about the draft class, Will?
Yeah, listen, I wrote about it this morning at denversports.com. We need to embrace Bo Nix as Broncos country. There are too many people with strong opinions already because they didn't get the quarterback they wanted. Well, guess what? Those other 5 quarterbacks now play for different teams, and Bo Nix plays for the Denver Broncos. We have been searching for a QB since Peyton Manning retired, so it's time for this fan base to get behind Bo Nix, and I get it. Broncos fans are grumpy for a reason. They haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. They've had 7 straight losing seasons. But not embracing Bo Nix to me before he ever plays it down is absolutely silly. And I understand. I was one of those people. When J.J. McCarthy was falling, I wanted Sean Payton to go get him. When Brock Bowers was on the board at 12, I wanted Denver to take him. But at the same time, that didn't happen. And Bo Nix is here. And hopefully Bo Nix is here for the next 10, 12, 14 years. So it's time for Broncos country to get behind him. And then after that, Stoke, I mean, when you don't pick till 76, I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about Jonah Ellis, but I did like the fact that they addressed edge. That was a position of need. They addressed corner. That was a position of need. And then I'm excited about Estime out of the 5th round, the Notre Dame running back as well. I think there's a real chance he leads the Broncos in carries and yards this year because running back is such a revolving door that it always seems like rookies and fresh bodies are the guys that are leading the way for a team.
And, Will, I heard you and James going back and forth on Denver Sports tonight, maybe yesterday. Bo Nix has got to start week one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Zach Wilson has put a lot on tape in New York. And let's be honest, he looks like a career backup in this league at best, at best. And Jarrett Stidham, Sparky Stidham, we didn't see any spark in week 17 and 18 last year once Russell Wilson was benched. No, it's got to be Bo Nix. He's the ultimate unknown. Guys, they are not winning the Super Bowl in 2024. Every fan can admit that. So why don't we see what we have in Nix? Throw him out there. Let's see him with Troy Franklin. Let's see that chemistry they had with Oregon. Let's see him with Marvin Mims, maybe Cortland Sutton, although it feels like there's a new wrinkle to that every day. But, yeah, it's got to be Bo Nix. There's no point in Zach Wilson or Jarrett Stidham starting week one.
You know what? I mean, I know where y'all are going with it, but I got to give you a little pushback on it, right? And because we do need to see Bo Nix this year. But at the same time, I don't want to throw him out there week one because, you know what, hey, we don't really have any other great options. Like it might be week three. It might be week two. It might be week four. But just to say, you know, right now that it's got to be Bo Nix, I think that's a little bit of a mistake. I'm not all that against it. But if he's not ready early on, it might be 4 weeks. And that's okay. That's still a lot of playing time for him. I just don't want to throw him out there right away if he's, you know, if you don't feel great about it early on. At some point, yeah, he's got to play this year. We got to know what we got. But it might be, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in, maybe 4 weeks in. I just don't want to put him out there just say we're going to put him out there no matter what.
Yeah, but Stoke, you were in a lot of NFL locker rooms over the years. Wouldn't that be kind of a weird message to the team of, hey, Zach Wilson's going to start 3-4 weeks, and then we're going to go to Bo Nix? It feels like that's a strange way to approach a season. You're basically admitting you know your team isn't going to do anything in the season. Don't you think you could lose the locker room a little bit if that's Sean Payton's philosophy?
No, I mean, you don't say that. You know, you don't tell the team that, hey, this guy's going to start 4 weeks and then we're going to bring the rookie in. Now, look, if I'm not saying that's the way it's got to go. I want to evaluate the offseason. I want to see what it looks like. But you're right. And Josh is right. This guy's got to play. But I'm not going into this offseason right now saying he's got to start week one. But he's got to play for sure.
Yeah, I can meet you in the middle on that. You're right. I mean, listen, as long as we get 13, 14 games out of Bo Nix on film, we'll have an idea when the season comes to a close whether or not we think, okay, he's on the up and up and he's got potential and this thing could work, or I hate to even say it, Stoke, but if he plays 13, 14 games and it looks bad, they may be right back in the quarterback market next year in the 2025 NFL draft. And let's be honest, if they go 3-14 this year, that pick could be 1, 2, or 3. It could be very premium. So, yeah, you got to find out whether or not you're taking a QB in next year's draft. And the only way to do that is to play Bo Nix a lot of football.
That's Will Peterson. Go check out his latest about Bo Nix and the support from Broncos country at denversports.com. And check him out tonight when he'll have a breakdown of what goes down between the Avs and the Jets in game number 5. Will, always great to check in, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Take care. There we go. Will Peterson on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. All right, we'll come back, react to a few things that Will had to say. But I told you earlier, there's a fun teammate combo. That's not Bo Nix and Troy Franklin. It's Devon Vele and Jonah Ellis. We're going to hear about the two, and we get a little insight as to a sweet nickname for Jonah Ellis that Devon will tell us next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
You are a big fan because you have some other people texting you about being big fans of Devon Vele, the 7th-round pick, wide receiver out of Utah. Teammates with old Jonah Ellis, who was the, I keep on wanting to say the 2nd-round pick. He was the 2nd pick by the Broncos, but it didn't come until the 3rd round. A couple of things before we get into the nickname, because he's got a fun nickname for Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher. Devon Vele is a guy that, all right, a 7th-rounder, you can make the team, maybe you're a special teamer, maybe you can make an impact there. And before we play the clip about them talking about special teams, remember, Stoke, this is a year where the NFL is going to change their kickoff rules. So they're going to encourage more kickoffs with the new rules where you're going to have 2 returners, the offense or defense can't move until the ball is fielded by the returner, so you're going to get some more action back there. How about a Marvin Mims and a Devon Vele as your two, you know, opportunities as kick returners that have some speed and ability to make moves with the football? Vele was asked about that this weekend, if he had the conversation about playing special teams with George Payton and Sean Payton.
No, they haven't talked to me about that yet, but I'm just kind of coming in with the mentality of wherever they need me at, that's what I'm going to contribute to the team.
And I've wondered, like, if you're a seventh rounder, they're probably not getting too deep into what your role is going to be. It's just like, hey, we're going to draft you, come in, you know, you're going to get an opportunity to make this team. But what you've heard, what you've shared, and the idea of a special teams player lined up next to Marvin Mims, I like that for a rookie guy like Devon Vele.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, they don't, who knows? They're not telling any of these rookies because they don't even know. Like, let's get to practice and see what you look like. We're not going to tell you, hey, you're going to, you know, you're going to be our starting kickoff returner, or you're going to be our starting punt returner. I mean, I'm sure, you know, all those young guys, the majority of them are going to be a part of special teams. And then you got to go out there and you got to earn whatever, you know, role you're going to have on the football team. But coaches don't have any clue right now of what your role is going to be. Maybe they have some ideas of what they want it to be or thoughts about it, but you know, they usually figure that stuff out during practice, during training camp, and then, you know, you got to go out there and earn it on the practice field and during the preseason games.
So we mentioned he was the teammate of Jonah Ellis while they were both at Utah, and he was asked what the Broncos are going to get in Jonah Ellis.
They're getting one, the mayor of Salt Lake City, so, I mean, he was a hell of a player. I was super excited for him, and it's awesome to be reunited with him and bringing that, you know, that Utah culture to the Bronco Nation.
And you could hear the media was trying to jump in. They're like, wait, what was your nickname that you called him right there? And it was?
We called him the mayor of Sack Lake City because he always kept getting sacked every game, so that was kind of his nickname that he got.
Salt Lake City, Sack Lake City.
Ah,
that's kind of cool, right?
I like that. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
He can't like bring that here. We're not Salt Lake City, obviously.
So he could be the mayor of.
I actually thought of one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, I should have known. That's where you were trying to lead me there, and I fell for it. And you're like, well, hey, I just happen chance. I have one for you if you want it.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so he's currently the mayor of Sack Lake City.
Right.
Could he just change jurisdiction and become the mayor of Mile High Sacktown? What are your thoughts?
Chicken fingers? What are you thinking? I don't know. I think for me, first of all, he's got to come in here and start making plays, and then we'll give him a nickname.
Okay. Like, so we need sacks before we give sack nicknames?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think that's a start here,
that's
right?
That's probably fair.
I don't care what you did in college. I don't care what your nickname was. We're not going to give you a nickname until you come and you be productive here. Is that all right, Kisner? What are your thoughts on? I kind of like that. I guess
the Sack Street Mall. That just popped into my head.
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay.
I mean, I can't come up with one, so I think you have to roll with it now.
Yeah, So if he comes out here and he's productive, then he could be the mayor of...
Mile High Sacktown.
Mile High Sacktown. Okay, all right.
Look, I mean, until somebody comes up with something different.
No, I know. I'm not knocking. I'm just...
Yeah. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Yeah, there actually is.
Oh.
There actually is some bad ones.
Will he give himself one, like LeBron did?
Well, you can't give yourself a nickname. Well,
not LeBron if you're a third rounder, where LeBron was the number one overall pick.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, so you can do that then. But if you're a third rounder, no, you can't give yourself one.
Or Matt the Hawk Prater.
Matt the Hawk Prater, he was a weird dude.
I've heard some stories.
That was our crew though. Like I can say that about he's a funny guy. I thought he was going to have to declare bankruptcy because of our card games.
Oh really?
Yeah. The rumor is during one card game he lost half of his assets. during one card game you just can't make this stuff up. But he has since done pretty well for himself. So I think he recouped all of his losses. Yeah, but somehow, some way, he did. He gave himself the Hawk nickname. And then it stuck, though. It just stuck. Just all-time group. We were reminiscing yesterday with Tony Scheffler. And if you didn't hear that, you got to go listen to it on the podcast at 12 o'clock. That was a lot of fun. We had some really good guys back then, and one of them was Matt the Hawk Prater.
What do they say when Will Ferrell and that other guy meet each other in Step Brothers? And he's like, you got to call me Nighthawk. Is that how Prater entered? What's up, Stoke? to me, it's the Hawk.
The Hawk.
You got to call me the Hawk.
I don't know how it came about. It wasn't right away. It just kind of evolved to where, you know, he was like, it was at the practice field, and we would have Hawks out there, right? You know, they're just flying around, and I don't know. He's a kicker. He's, like I said, he's weird.
Yeah, he's got some time.
He's different. He's got a ton of time. They're just kind of loners on their own, and, you know, he's just looking up at the Hawk, being the free spirit up there, kind of, you know, in control, and he's like, I want that to be my nickname.
Yeah.
And then he just starts calling it that. And at first you just kind of laugh, and then it just sticks.
Yeah.
That's how it got it, right there.
Oh, Hawk Prater right
there. And
then
he gets a shout out from Scheffler on draft day, which just made it even better.
Right. A couple of you are trying to come up with nicknames. Joe Sacco has been mentioned. You know, Jonah Sacco, Joe Sacco. You're not into that one.
No.
Mayor of Mile High Mayhem, not really sure. One person just wrote, Mile High Sacktown is terrible. Well, that's not nice. You come up with something, all right, so I can make fun of your dumb idea.
Exactly. So I there's not many good ones right now. We'll come up with one for him if he deserves it.
Yes.
Okay, because it's not an easy thing to do right now, especially on the fly. If he deserves it, we'll definitely come up with one. I mean, you watch his highlights, but man, he's got that spin move that's nasty.
Yeah,
right.
Does.
And obviously he's got a great pedigree. His dad, you know, played here, and so I hopefully we'll be, you know, going into year two and we're coming up with a nickname, a good nickname for him.
Not only did his dad play here in Denver, you know, he has three brothers that are in the NFL, and one of them have played for Sean Payton, drafted by Sean Payton.
Pretty cool.
They're all linebackers too.
Yeah, I mean, what a...
Or I think one's a defensive interior liner, but they're all, you know, defensive linemen.
They're all really great athletes.
Yeah. Imagine being like another sibling that didn't make it to the professional world.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
You're a loser, right?
Right. You can't even sit at the dinner table.
Yeah.
You got to go to the kids' table in the other room.
I'm sure they had some pretty sweet fights as brothers growing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're battling each other.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the Ellis family there. We'll see if Jonah can earn that nickname. Let me tell you one more time about the Fan Flyaway. Back this time for some hoops. We could be sending you and a guest to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship in June. You go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway, register, and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. If you win, you're getting two tickets to the game, round-trip airfare from Denver for you and your guests to wherever this game is going to be played, put you up in a hotel for two nights, and give you $500 to blow while you're out there. Can't win if you don't sign up, so go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to get registered. If you already registered back in February, well, we got your name in the hat already. And if you register for this one, your name will go in the hat for future Fan Flyaway contests, which are going to be sweet. So get to denversports.com/thefanflyaway. Register today. It's all presented by our friends over at Sport Clips.
After being handpicked by Sean Payton, will Bo Nix be set up to succeed in Denver?
I will say this. I don't know that there's a quarterback in a better situation of the six that got drafted in the first 12 picks than Bo Nix.
104.3 The Fan. We are Denver Sports.
Men, this is Jeff for the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. The one you love is the light of your life. And if you're like most of us, you want to do whatever you can to nurture your relationship. But if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, you know the impacts the condition is likely having on you and your partner. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, and even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing about this is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. At the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases. In fact, if you're like most guys, you could be having great sex within a day or two of your first appointment and maybe find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. So call the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 720-440-7900 or go to RockyMountainMensClinic.com. We have five offices across the Front Range to serve you.
Hi, Denver. This is Kevin Harlan. I know being a champion means you're a leader in your field and you always rise above your competition. That's why when summer temperatures get extreme, our home has a Champion air conditioning system that keeps my family comfortable and cool. Get peak performance in your home by finding a local Champion dealer at championhomecomfort.com. Ask about our special financing options with rates as low as 0% and our factory-backed extended parts and labor warranty. Always leading, never compromising, championhomecomfort.com.
Dan Jacobs for 303 Law 4040. We always talk about how we're not like the big TV lawyers. When you call 303 Law 4040, you don't get an answering service or some gatekeeper. You actually speak with me, or if I'm in court or on the air, my lovely wife, Kimberly. And people are a little surprised when Kim and I actually answer the phone. It's kind of funny. But another funny thing that is happening is we're getting support from the boys in blue out there. I always say, save the number in your phone. You never know when you're going to need it. And we've had people call 303 Law 4040 from the scene of accidents. But I was surprised to hear that police officers are actually giving out the number when they go on accident calls. And we actually just recently signed up an officer who was rear-ended when he was on duty. Heck, I even had a couple deputies ask me for barbecue tips during a trial. If you've been injured in an accident, call Jacobs Law at 303 Law 4040. That's 303 Law 4040. Save that number in your phone. You never know when you're going to need it. It's 303 Law 4040.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Genetics, stress, hormones, all inevitable factors that lead to hair loss. Fortunately, Advanced Hair has a simple, one-day solution that begins to regrow your own natural hair. The very next day, Advanced Hair's breakthrough technology and top-rated physicians have improved tens of thousands of lives. But time is of the essence. Natural hair loss factors can reach a point of no return. For your free consultation, $250 off and 250 free hair grafts, give them a call, 720-459-HAIR. Or you can find them online at advancedhair.com. That's advancedhair.com.
The Fan Flyaway is back. Presented by Sport Clips. One lucky listener won their way to the big game in Las Vegas. And now 104.3 The Fan is sending you to a road game during the 2024 Pro Basketball Championship. Airfare, check. Hotel, on us. Tickets to a game, you bet. And we'll throw in $500 in spending money, too. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to enter for your chance to win and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. It's The Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips. 104.3 The Fan. We are Denver Sports. It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
We just trying to catch a good time. Even if
little
it takes
Nico.
All night.
On a Tuesday.
We're always trying to catch a good time.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't matter if it's a Monday or Tuesday. Wow. We just clinched.
Yeah, we're always looking for a good time.
Pass that bottle around the campfire today.
Had a good time last night at Ball Arena. Let's hope that the Avalanche can do their part tonight. We're going to give you our official picks, preview the game, 7:30 tonight on ESPN, before we're out of here and make way for Zach Bye and Philip Lindsay. Before we dive deep into that, I know we've mentioned it a couple of times, but there was some new news yesterday afternoon, I guess. Remember the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing that's supposed to happen on Netflix? They're going to fight one another. Fight. I'd like to use quotes around the term fight there. We found out yesterday, Stoke, that it will count against their record. It's a professional fight. 8 rounds that will be 2 minutes long, and they'll use 14-ounce gloves. I didn't know this, but boxing usually use 8, and MMA fighters use 4-ounce gloves. They're going to use 14-ounce gloves, obviously to protect a 57-year-old Mike Tyson from maybe getting knocked out.
Okay. All right.
Are you into this at all?
Yeah, sure.
It's on Netflix. Everybody has Netflix, right?
Right, yeah. If I don't have to pay any more for it, so yeah, I might as well watch it. You got Mike Tyson. Like, Mike Tyson is still Mike Tyson. I mean, that's what we grew up with, watching Mike Tyson dominate. And so, yeah, let's see what he looks like, you know, at 50-something years old, and see how long he can hang. You think this is Jake Paul going to win this thing?
I mean, he's 30 years younger than him. Yeah, I do.
It's still Mike Tyson.
Right, but it's not like I'm fighting Mike Tyson.
That is true.
Jake Paul, as much as, you know, I get it. He could be annoying. He's kind of a tool. I understand all of those things, but he has put in the work. You know, he has won some boxing matches. He's fought a couple of regular boxers. So I'm not Mr. Hey, Jake Paul's the real deal. But I do know that 30 years makes a heck of a difference.
Yeah, and that guy works at it. Yeah. Obviously, he's pretty good at what he does, so... I'll watch it.
Oh yeah, so you know, like I said, it's on Netflix. I'll take right. it in for sure. Like 30 years, would you fight like somebody 30 years younger than you? That'd be strange because I guess he'd be 17. But
when? Like in 30 years?
No, right now.
Oh, right now.
Yeah.
No. Why would I do that?
I mean, you wouldn't fight anybody. You're not a fighter.
No. Why would I do that?
Unless the ref makes a bad call, but.
Well, that just, it was a misunderstanding.
Oh, okay.
What all that was. I didn't fight him, just misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you guys are best friends after
this. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
You've changed.
Yeah. I've matured.
Kevin, you just turned 31, right?
Yep.
How do you think you'd do against a 57-year-old Mike Tyson?
I think, Tyson? No.
Right, yeah. I was just saying, yeah.
No.
What do you mean? How would any of us do versus Tyson?
Yeah, we'd probably get destroyed.
Yes,
our head would come off of our shoulders.
Right, yes. It's not even a debate.
All right.
It's game over quickly.
So that's what it's going to look like. I feel like it's going to be something we all watch. It will be like the most watched boxing match maybe all time because of how many subscribers are on Netflix. But I also feel like the overall consensus of the fight will be, well, oh, that was a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they'll both collect $20 million and everything will be all good for them.
Is that it?
Oh, maybe more, I guess.
Yeah, I would think maybe more, but I don't know. They'll collect a lot of money there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I agree with you. I think we'll walk away and be like, yeah, that wasn't as good as we hoped.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we also have the Avs tonight. It is game 5. It's in Winnipeg. It's at 7:30, and it's going to be on ESPN. I'm really curious, almost more so than how Alexander Georgiev plays tonight or looks tonight, which is interesting because of how it started. But like Mikko Rantanen, I sure would love to see Mikko Rantanen get involved tonight on the scoring side of things. I know he's had a couple of helpers, and really I gave him a ton of credit. I think it was game 3, he made some really solid defensive plays as the clock was expiring or winding down, and Winnipeg had the extra man advantage there. But Mikko's got to score goals. Mikko's not here to knock pucks out of the offensive end as the Winnipeg Jets have an extra man on the ice. Like, you need Mikko Rantanen to be aggressive, you need him to be firing, and you need him to score some freaking goals for once in this series.
Yeah, and that's fair, okay? I understand where you're coming from there, looking at his stats here. He's got 6 assists, like you said, no goals. And I'm trying to figure out how many shots he's had on goal here. He's got 10 shots, that's it. You know, to me, that's the telling story here. He's not getting a puck on the net a lot, and that's in 4 games. Josh, do the math, how many is that per game?
That's a little over... Under 2?
A little over.
Over 2. Yeah,
a little over.
I mean.
Yeah, a little over 2 there. And so, like, 2.2 and a half. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we need more shot attempts from him. But I'll say that, like, hey, it's sometimes you take shots on the net, and if the goalie doesn't block, it doesn't count as a shot. So, he's assist, doing a nice job there of getting assist. Do we want to see him scoring? Of course we do. That's what he does, right? He's one of the guys. We need to get him going. But I'm like, all right, well, we've won 3 in a row, Josh, right? We're 1 game away from closing this thing out. I don't want to nitpick too much here.
Sure.
Like, if you got an opportunity, but your buddy's got a better opportunity, you know, you pass it to him. I don't want you to shoot just to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going good right now, right? And so that's kind of the way I'm looking at it with Miko is, hey, hopefully we see a little bit of an uptick here moving forward with shots on goal and also, you know, getting a couple goals. But, man, this team is playing well offensively right now. I mean, look, 6 goals, first game, 5 goals. Second game, ready for this? 6 goals, 5 goals.
I see a trend. See,
yes. So that means we're going to score 6 goals tonight. And so it's not like this team is scoring 1 or 2 goals. It's like, Miko, you got to score because we got no offense. Mm-hmm. We got offense. So just be a part of it like he's been. And hopefully along the way, we'll get the puck in the net.
Hopefully along the way that happens.
Yeah, yeah. But like, hey, would you take – through 4 games, 6 assists, no goals, and you've scored no less than 5 goals in every single 100%. Game, and you're up 3-1. 100%. Right?
It's almost, we had this conversation yesterday about Miko and Murray. Like, the Denver Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Lakers last night. Jamal Murray hit 2 game-winning shots. But if we keep it real, and that's what we do here, Jamal didn't have a great series.
No.
Miko Rantanen and the Colorado Avalanche are in a position to eliminate the Winnipeg Jets, who have home ice advantage and have the goaltender that was the best in all of the NHL this year. And Miko hasn't done a lot. He hasn't had a good series. The 6 assists are nice, but he hasn't had a good series, and they're still on the verge of moving on to round 2. So it's like that's the way I would choose to look at it, of, hey, my glass is half full because they're still doing this and haven't got the production that they know they need and can get out of the second best player on the team.
Well, it seems like your glass is half empty.
No,
my
it's
glass
half full.
Is half full.
It's
I'm looking
half
at it
full.
From the positive side. You're like, Miko, I'm like, I'm the one that's saying, hey, you got to put it in context. Everything has got to be in context. I'm not just looking at your stats saying no goals, like you've been awful. What does it look like? Is your team winning? Is your team scoring goals? And you've been a little bit of a part of that. All right. I'm not going to like overanalyze this situation because it's all about winning and it's all about scoring goals. And that's what this Colorado Avalanche team has been doing. And he's been a part of that. Hopefully we can get him going here with a couple goals. And then you look at Jamal and like, okay, yeah, it was, you know, you take away yesterday's game. I mean, which he stepped up in a big way in that 1 4-5 minute stretch in game 2. And it's like, oh, this was really, really bad. But what do you do when it matters the most, right? When your team needs you the most, and they certainly don't win that series without Jamal Murray, right? This thing is going back to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And you might be down in the series, honestly, here. So he was for me, such a huge part of, obviously, you know, finishing that thing off. And then I love the way that he bounced back in last night's game and got it going.
Yeah, he was really, really good in the fourth quarter of games 2 and games 5. All right, how about Alexander Georgiev? Where is your trust level at, like on a scale of 1 to 10, of what kind of goaltender you get tonight?
Yeah, that's the hard one. But right now, I'm an 8.
Really?
I feel good about it. I feel good. But, like, he can lose that. I'll be a 2 tomorrow if he doesn't show up and perform at the level that we've seen the last 3 games. And that's all right. Like, I think that's the way it's going to be for the majority of the playoffs, and hopefully we continue this thing for, you know, another month or so. But, right now I'm feeling good. I mean, because he's shown me that I should feel good.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is for him. It's a game-by-game situation. Some games, how'd you perform?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not going to this thing saying you're our goalie for the next,
KKFN, HD1.
What are you looking at?
Looking at the rundown.
No, you're looking at some kind of clock somewhere.
I'm trying to see the clock.
You're looking
behind
at
you,
something. There's no way you just nailed it.
I did.
No way.
Well, you know what I did?
Yeah, see.
I stole a play out of your book from yesterday.
You did.
I did see a clock. And then in my head, I was going 8, 7, 6.
Because I.
5.
Okay, you counted it down. You did good. You nailed it. Because I looked up and I saw it was like 51.
Yes!
And then I just kind of let it slip away, and I just, you know, I don't know if I think a little bit of it, I just felt bad for you and wanted you to feel good today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just like my, you know, like your son or something. Sometimes
right.
You're just like, all right. I'll
That's
let
something
you, make this
you
shot.
Do regularly is help me feel better about
yeah,
myself.
Right. I just a little bit down today, down last week. But good one right there. No, but it's game by game with Georgie here.
Mm-hmm.
Like one game, great. And that's okay. Just keep playing the way that he's been playing. He should be really confident right now.
Mm-hmm.
As confident as he's been in a while. So, because he's been really good. And you know, like we talked about earlier, hey, just don't give up 7.
Mm-hmm.
You give up 3, that's fine. The three's fine.
Right.
You know, you don't. I mean, 2-1 the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's remarkable. You do that, huh? Katie, bar the door. Buckle up, NHL, because we coming.
That's right. I love that you said 8 because I'm at like a 7. Right there in the same way. He has been outstanding in the last three games. The confidence in himself has been outstanding to see. And then as we've talked about a lot throughout this series, the Avalanche might be playing the best they've played all year. Maybe outside of, what was that, 9 games?
Yeah, the 9-gamer, they were pretty dang good.
But outside of that stretch, the Avs, the team in front of the goalie, might be the best they've been all year. And it's right now here in the postseason.
This is when you want to play your best, right? And they're playing their best, especially after that first game. That's a tough way to lose the first game, right?
Yeah.
The goalie, like, we're talking about benching him. He's done. He's toast. His confidence was gone. And then you're able to bounce back from that. The way that they bounce back is just, it tells you a lot about them. It tells you a lot about Bednar and that whole group, what they're made of. And they are. They're playing as good as they played all year, really, right now, and when it matters the most. So love it. Hopefully we get Mikko going so you won't be so negative tomorrow on him and you'll be a little bit more positive towards Mikko and we can all, like, be positive and optimistic about Mikko moving forward. But I love it, man. The O is just rolling.
It is.
And, you know, and there, but it's like you look at the last couple, it's like blowout city, but it's not really been blowout city, right? They get it going. They turn a switch on there in the third and the second, and it's like, all right, that's ball game, folks. So when they get hot offensively, they're hard to deal with. Val is such a big part of it, obviously. So let's just keep this thing going, and let's just go back-to-back.
Let's do it.
On the
back-to-back closeout nights.
Back-to-back closeout nights. Let's send a Canadian team to Newfoundland for a vacation.
How about that? A Canadian player sends the Lakers home, and the Avalanche send a Canadian team home.
Yeah, they vacation in
the North Pole.
The North Pole.
Yeah,
I was thinking Newfoundland.
That's fine too. Wherever teach their own, right? Wherever you want to go.
Antarctica. Somewhere cold.
Yeah. Do we still ride the hot hand of Val Nichushkin? 6 goals in 4 games. I think I like him to score again tonight.
Phil gave the nod. I like that. I like it. He's hot. The big fella, when he's hot, you just ride the hot hand. I don't know, Zach late again, bud. I mean, is he here? Is he in the building? I don't believe you.
Is he out there doing a video?
Oh, and does he have like a ring camera, one of those things that lights up for you in a video?
You know, I had to pull a stoke on him, man, and click every single elevator button.
Oh, he's not in the building. He's not in the building. Oh, my goodness. This guy, I wonder if he's playing basketball.
And got
beat up on a little bit.
No, I mean, look, Zach's a busy man. I mean, after he got that Corvette outside.
I mean.
Signing all those autographs, you know, when we go on all our trips.
Pictures.
On the road, taking pictures. I mean, I think, you know, Stoke, some people, they're just not ready for the big times.
Right.
You know, not ready for the big times.
They're not ready for that moment, right? All of a sudden, that fame hits you, and it's like you forget where you come from, right?
Exactly.
And you need to humble him a little bit.
Albany, New York.
What's that?
Albany, New York. That's where my man comes from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he forgot about that.
Right. Now he's over there living
the big
life.
He's eating shrimp steak.
Oh, you walked into some haymakers. Can you turn your mic on here? We good? Oh, yeah, turn your mic
on. What did I walk into?
Some haymakers.
Gracious.
We're talking about the rumor, the buzz. Well, you're late today again.
Again?
Yeah, you were late yesterday to walk
into
your show.
Was not late yesterday.
You want to bet?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's a decision by you. You're learning a lesson now on your bets. But the rumor, the buzz last night, you were at the game, you know, and you have a big ring camera now that you use. And that, like, my partner wanted to do a video with you. You're like, no, this is a solo show. This is a Zach Bye show. This is my time
Zach
to shine. This is when I shine. It's an NBA playoff, and I'm bringing my ring camera to deal with my ring little light out.
Ring camera. What am I doing on my porch?
Your ring light out. You carry it around in a carrying case.
So I've had it. I do it for my basement all year. But so it comes with a it's sitting there on a tripod.
You
gotta
bring it to the game.
What do you mean?
Why do you walk around with that the whole time?
No. You gotta wait for the court to clear. So after the game's over, I take my time. You have at least 25 minutes for people to clear out of there, go out to my car, grab my stuff, and guess what? You go out there, the court's littered with them.
Did you do it last year?
They're littered with them. No, I did selfie style last year. So
this is
new for this year.
I did.
Did Josh ask you to do a video with him?
He did. And what happened? I told him, get to stepping.
I told you.
No. See, this is what happens. It takes me.
He said, Josh, I need you to face right here. Hold my light. Get my good side.
No, see, what happened is, in the time that the game is over to the time that I record the video, I'm organizing all my thoughts. I'm getting the video. I'm planning the video. So Josh came up to me. Right as I'm about to start, mm-hmm. So I said, "Josh, I'm about to start." So no,
it wasn't that nice.
Stop it.
I was wondering why Josh was sitting there by yourself. Right? You know, I see the back of Zach's head because you're having to do your own video.
Yeah, right. Yo, Stokely's poisoning you, Dover. He's like, this is uncalled for. Oh my gosh!
What a game, though. What a game! I know y'all two are there.
God.
Jamal.
Deja vu, man.
Jamal showed up in a big way when they needed it the most. That rest is going to be really good for him. And to close it out, because I was getting nervous there,
You
go to overtime, and to close it out the way they closed it out, you got rest, you got Minnesota coming to town. What a game by Jamal.
Josh and I were sitting right next to each other watching his warm-ups. How long was he out there for warm-ups?
Less than 10 minutes.
I would say 5.
Yeah. Mm.
It was the shortest warm-up of all time. And I'm watching him. He wouldn't extend his calf muscles and his Achilles when he's rising up on his shots. I'm like, this guy's not going to play. Then he leaves after 5 minutes. I'm like, he's definitely not going to play. And it wasn't 4 minutes, 3 minutes went by. Adrian Wojnarowski, it's literally just seconds go by. He's playing. It's like, okay. And then there was moments during the game where it looked like he had no lift physically. Mm-hmm. And then there was other moments where he's dunking on LeBron James and hitting game-winning shots. Man,
that was the good juice they got now.
It's a special night, man. It's a special night.
Adrenaline to go a long way, right? Very, very long way. We actually did a fun exercise. I want to get you guys' answer on it. With, like, you know how the hockey, they do 3 stars?
Yeah.
I think we all know what the 3 stars of the Nuggets series would be in round one, although Aaron Gordon should get some love.
Oh, the Nuggets series.
How would you order? What order would you put that in of the 3 stars of the Nuggets and Lakers series?
You can go first, Phil.
1, 2, 3. 3 being the best or?
3 being the worst.
3 being the worst and 1 being the.
Ooh.
I think all the three, I think the players are the same. I think the order is the interesting.
It would have to go this for sure. If we're all thinking the same thing, number 3, the 3-star would go to Jamal Murray. Okay, number 2 would go to MPJ, and then of course Jokic is taking number 1.
That's the exact order that I had.
That's how I had it too.
But I almost put Aaron Gordon in there and not Jamal Murray.
Yeah,
the last two games for AG, the last two games he was. He does so much out there that doesn't go into the box score.
Yeah.
So I don't want to come across as rude, but he was more. His impact in game 3, like, won the game.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, 29 points?
15 rebounds.
15 rebounds. I mean, that won the game. He was the best player outside of Jokic. But MPJ's consistency gets him to number 2. Gets him to number 2, and Jamal's multiple game winners and taking over 2 different fourth quarters edges him past Aaron Gordon. But, hey, you want to know what? I'm getting the Avs flashbacks. And for a couple years, and talked to you about this past year, Phil, when the Avs went on their cup run, and we did this with the Nuggets too, but the Avs, I just remember it more vividly, we would come in and we'd be arguing over who the best players were and the order of it. And it was such a good problem. The depth was on display and the stars were still shining. And it was like, this guy's the best, but he might be the most important, but he's the most consistent. It's like that right now with the Denver Nuggets. And, we still haven't seen their best basketball.
No.
In fact, we haven't seen close to collectively their best basketball as a group.
I told Stoke that was a C-plus performance by the Denver Nuggets.
I agree.
And they won 4-1.
Dude, I just recorded the Mile High podcast and couldn't decide whether it was a C-plus or B-minus.
Yeah, perfect.
So to your point. Mm-hmm.
No, it was definitely a C-plus performance. But honestly, this may be a C-plus performance for the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were always sitting there behind, always having to come back. And it just didn't look like the energetic Nuggets that we're used to seeing. Like high-flying energy. And I know Ball Arena was rocking.
Oh, it was.
You know, like the fans can only do so much. You still got to go out there as a player and go out there and play for your fans.
These fans have evolved into such a beautiful thing.
It's insane. It's insane.
It is so unbelievable to be at a place where 3 years ago, if a popular road team came in, it was 70-30, that road team.
Yeah.
And now it's, I mean, we were there 90, last 10. Time. If that, right?
Yeah.
And they're quiet.
Yeah.
And anytime the Laker fans or whatever fans try to get something going, it's nipped in the bud immediately with the let's go Nuggets. Like the sports fans in this town, man, have become very, very smart basketball fans. And they're giving after LeBron. Like, you see him going back and forth with the woman.
I've seen it.
I think it's cool, man. It's fun what these fans have turned into.
I completely agree. And the Lakers would be chief among them. Because the Lakers, like the Cowboys, are a national brand.
Oh, yeah.
And they are the Yankees of basketball. 17 championships. I mean, they're and the greatest players of, like, it feels like half of them have spent time with the Lakers. It is so lovely, Josh. It is so lovely that the Nuggets, first of all, there's just a human element. People like rooting for a winner. When you win, you build it, they will come, right?
That's right.
And they've built a championship roster, and everyone loves rooting for a champion, especially when it's new. It's never happened here before, so it's an unprecedented, like, getting caught up in it with the masses. But you're right. Just three or four years ago, it wasn't like this. And now it's so resoundingly so that it almost – it's one of the – and I don't think I'm – speaking out of turn or getting carried away, it's one of the better home court advantages when you combine the altitude with this newfound a fandom. It's incredible.
100%.
All right, now, well, what was louder? Jamal Murray's first shot for a game winner or last night, Jamal Murray?
The first shot.
I think the first one, too.
It looked like it.
Because as smart the fans are, they realized there's 3 seconds. This isn't quite over yet.
Right, right.
But when he hit that one and the clock hits zeros and the horn sounds and the place blows. Yeah, you can't beat that at all.
No.
It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And by the way, Saturday, game one, right?
Yes.
Totally sneaking into your video.
I'm going to change my location. my guess is that'll be 6:30 Saturday night on ABC.
Yep, they'll get the prime time.
Yeah.
That's the best remaining series.
Yeah,
it is.
The winner of this series goes to the NBA Finals.
It is. I said this to, who was it last night? Andy Bailey from Bleacher Report. I did.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's a great guy.
And we ended up talking for so long. I said, this feels like the early 2000s when the for different reasons, when the East was so weak, when the East was pumping out like the finals participants from the East was like the Jason Kidd led Nets, and it was the AI led Sixers, and it was the Reggie Miller led Pacers, and it was like whoever won the Western Finals between Sacramento and Los Angeles was going to steamroll whoever won. Mm-hmm. And that's what this, and guess what? It feels the same way in hockey.
Yeah. And by the way, Andy Bailey's, he's a man. You want to talk about a guy that does some deep dives into some Nuggets conversations?
Yeah. Well, he's like a lawyer. He's like a part-time lawyer, part-time. Yeah, really cool. All right, Josh, thank you so much for sticking around. The legend of Jamal Murray grew another foot yesterday. And that's where we'll start coming up next.